Hi there. The word for you today is on growing through discouragement. In Psalm 39, verse 7, the psalmist said, Lord, where do I put my hope? Here are four suggestions to help you survive and grow through upheavals such as an unexpected job loss, or the death of a loved one, or a failed marriage, or a serious health issue. Four things. Number one, first, admit how you feel. That doesn't mean sitting around wallowing in negativity. It means trusting God enough to acknowledge how you really feel. Pretending things are fine when they're not just makes it harder to get back up. We all have down times. The psalmist asked God to help him cope with despondency. Did you know that at one point, even the great apostle Paul was under so much pressure that 2 Corinthians 1:8, he writes, we despaired even of life. Number two, identify the source of your discouragement. Discouragement often comes on the heels of a setback or a disappointment. So, did something you set your heart on fall apart? Were your hopes unrealistic to start with? Did somebody let you down? Or is your dejection just coming from a generalized feeling of burnout? You need answers to those questions. And number three, talk to a trusted counselor. Solomon writes Proverbs 11:14, the more wise counsel, the better your chances. Don't let pride prevent you from opening up to those who will listen empathetically and respond wisely. Talking to the right people can lessen your sense of isolation and also pave the way for others who are hurting to do the same. And let me add a fourth one here. Be open before God. He, not fate or circumstances, gets to write the last chapter. Maybe he's trying to teach you something or redirect your energies. David said, Lord, where do I put my hope? Then he answers his own question. My hope is in you. My only hope, he said. When your hope is in God, he replaces discouragement with confidence, so that what you're going through can actually become a path to spiritual growth.